Major diseases come and go, but why? Abraham, in my earlier years, there were major diseases like tuberculosis and polio that we hear very little of anymore. But we're not short of diseases because now we have heart disease and cancer, which we almost never heard of back then. In those days, syphilis and gonorrhea were constantly in the news. We don't hear much of those anymore. But now AIDS and herpes stay foremost in the news. Why do there always seem to be more diseases cropping up? In other words, as cures are being discovered, why don't we just finally run out of diseases to be cured?
Because of your attention to lack. Feelings of powerlessness and vulnerability all produce more to feel powerless and vulnerable about. You cannot focus upon the conquering of a disease without giving your attention to disease. But it's also very important to understand that looking for cures for diseases, even when you find them, is a short-sighted and in the long run ineffective process. Because, as you've pointed out, new diseases are continually being created. When you begin to look for and understand the vibrational causes for diseases rather than looking for cures, then you will come to the end of the pile of diseases. When you are able to deliberately accomplish the emotion of ease and its accompanying vibrational alignment, it is possible to live disease-free. Most people spend very little time basking in appreciation for the wellness they are currently experiencing, but instead they wait until they are sick and then they turn their attention to recovery. Good feeling thoughts produce and sustain physical well-being. You live in very busy times and you find many things to fuss and worry about. And in doing so, you hold yourself out of alignment. And disease is the result. And then you focus upon the disease and perpetuate more disease. But you can break the cycle at any time. You do not have to wait for your society to understand in order to achieve wonderful physical wellness yourself. Your natural state is one of wellness.